Welcome to innovativeindustry.net. The objective of this blog is the contribution to development, industrial application and consumer end products derived from clean technologies. This Innovative Industry podcast discusses the potential of biomass to liquid, or BTL for short, technology and what impact this technology could have on the future of biofuels. Attaining and expanding energy resources is a great challenge to the economic sustainability of a rising number of countries. Furthermore, biofuels have become critical for the energy security and the diversification of energy supply for almost every nation. Biomass to liquids, BTL technology, is maybe the most vital phase of its evolution, with escalating investments in biomass gasification and Fischer-Tropsch technologies. This is combined with an increase in financing for biorefinery research and development. Today, BTL economics seems to answer the quest for sustainability. BTL fuels are synthetic fuels derived from biomass by a means of thermochemical process. Probably the biggest advantage relies upon the ability to be tailored for specific purposes and requirements. The goal is to yield fuel compounds which are identical to those of existing fossil-derived petrols, like conventional gasoline and diesel fuels. Consequently, they can be used as drop-in replacement in available systems for fuel distribution with customary engines. Fuels made by BTL technology are also called synfuels, which is an abbreviation for synthetic fuels. BTL fuels may be prepared by any kind of low moisture, biomass, organic wastes or residue, like short rotation trees, persistent grasses, forest thinning, straw, bark from paper pulp production, fiber-based composites, waste paper, shattered wood, bagasse, and similar raw products. It is projected that each year, a hectare of land can yield more than 4,000 litres of BTL fuels. Thus, a substitution of 20 to 25% of the current liquid transport fuel is feasible if 4 to 6 million hectares are cultivated to grow energy crops. The benefit of the BTL route to liquid transport fuels relies in the ability to make use of almost any kind of biomass with little pre-treatment other than moisture control. Most commonly, BTL fuels are produced by gasification of the raw material to gain hydrogen and carbon monoxide. These two gases, generally called syngas, are then processed by the Fischer-Tropsch process. The Fischer-Tropsch process is a chemical reaction in which syngas is converted to liquid hydrocarbons of different forms using catalysts. Iron and cobalt-based catalysts are generally used. This is a well-established technology and has been used for decades on a large scale for the processing of coal or natural gas. Currently, the biggest drawback is the high capital cost, as this is a multi-stage process. Practically, by using biomass as a feedstock, the cost will escalate due to the transportation of biomass to the plant. However, in Europe, BTL research design and development is gathering momentum, and in Freiburg, Saxony, the world's first commercial BTL plant using the Koren Carbo 5 process is constructed for the annual production of 13,500 tonnes. The Carbo 5 process is a three-stage gasification method to produce syngas. Subsequently, the Fischer-Tropsch process is used to fabricate an automotive fuel called Sundiesel. In December 2009, the construction of a pilot BTL plant in Boursorden was announced by CEA, the Atomic and Alternative Energy Commission in France. The plant will process 75,000 tonnes of agricultural and forestry waste to generate approximately 23,000 tonnes of biofuels, such as diesel, kerosene and naphtha, every year. To optimise the ratio with carbon monoxide, the Boursorden method will inject hydrogen throughout the synthesis. At Stora Enso's Varkaus mill in Finland, a BTL demonstration plant was launched by NSE Biofuels Oy. This project is a joint venture between Neste Oil and Stora Enso. The annual productivity is 656 tonnes from a 12 megawatt gasifier. NSE Biofuels, with the partnership of Foster Wheeler and VTT, intends to extend a commercial production plant at one of Stora Enso's mills with an expected output capacity of 100,000 tonnes per year. This facility will presumably be launched in 2016. That's all for now. If you like, please leave a comment. There are other innovative industry podcasts on related topics available. If you'd like to listen to them, they're easy to download from the podcast section or directly from article pages. Thank you for listening, and thanks for visiting innovativeindustry.net, shaping the sustainable future.